Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Want the latest information on technology and accessibility? Wondering which cell phone to buy or assistive tech device is best for your needs? Access World is the leading online magazine for comprehensive reviews, useful tips, and the latest news. Read it today at www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here with Greg Stilson and Ed Wickdahl from Humanware. Here to talk about some of the latest developments in Braille displays and video magnification and much more. Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you.
Ed, you're a newcomer here to our podcast, but you're here to tell us about a new desktop magnifier, the Synergy PI.
Yeah, the Synergy PI is our latest version of our desktop magnifier, CCTV. It comes in a 20-inch and 23-inch LCD. The LCD is using the latest LED backlit technology, so it's brighter, has blacker blacks, whiter whites, better colors, true colors. And it comes in a basic control where it's just simple magnification and contrast, what have you. And then we have a more advanced control that allows you to toggle back and forth on a PC, so it's great for a rehab environment or a work environment or a student environment. And that's basically it. It's it uses what's called the PI stands for progressive image.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a progressive scan image, just like your latest TVs where it has a progressive scan image. This is the technology it uses. It makes the reading, and as you move the table back and forth, less ghosting.
Do you have another refresh rate?
I do not know that. Yeah, but it's just a better crisp image with less ghosting and less blurring.
So what is the magnification level? How big can it go?
And oh, it can go from 3x up to 75x. So it can take care of pretty much anybody.
And the various color modes or contrast modes? Or?
Yeah, we have the same 16 high contrast color combinations, foreground, background that we've had in our previous series, and then of course full color. We use two different buttons, so if you want to go just right back from high contrast for text, go right to color, you just push the other button, and you can just look at the pictures as well. So you don't have to toggle through all the 16.
So what would you say sets us apart from all the other desktop magnifiers?
Well, I think we're one of the few that, in North America that has uses this progressive scan technology with an LED backlit LCD, so we're kind of unique in that way.
Okay. And the pricing?
Pricing is just the same as our Synergy was before. So the 20-inch one, which replaced our older 19-inch one, is the same price. It's $26.95 for basic control, $27.95 for advanced control. And then the 23-inch, which replaced our older 22-inch, so you get another inch, and it's the same price, $29.95 for basic and $30.95 for advanced.
Is there any sort of upgrade path for people who have the older ones?
Basically it's a replacement for the older the version.
And these are available now?
They're shipping right now.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Now we'll move over here to Greg, who is a veteran to the Blind Bargains podcast.
Absolutely.
And this time, here to talk about Braille displays.
Yeah, definitely. So our Brilliant line of products launched end of last year with the Brilliant 40 display. I don't think we did a podcast on that, did we?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
So this is the next generation.
Yeah, and we Humanware designed designed our own line of Braille displays. We've had a long-standing great relationship with Baum and been distributing their products for a long time. But as time progressed, we've been really close-knit with the Braille community and understanding the needs of the market. We, at that point, decided that it's time for Humanware to develop our own displays.
So these are no longer rebranded Baum displays?
We developed these displays from scratch.
And okay.
When you look at the displays, you'll notice the displays are...
Do we have any around here?
Yeah, I'm going to grab one.
All right.
So what I'm handing you right now is the Brilliant 80 cell. And this is the most recent one that we have. And the first thing you'll notice is when you feel it, you have... just a straight Braille terminal display, but the cell quality is the same that you're going to get in the Braille Note Apex. Very high quality cells.
Right.
To the left, you do have your control keys, very similar to what you've had on the
three of them. Yep.
Yep. And to the right, you have three more. So they're used for controlling different things on the PC. They're used in conjunction with your screen readers. So, for instance, you can make a letter D with those keys to go to the desktop, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on the bottom, you'll see the Humanware signature thumb keys. That really allow you to read the
there
Braille.
Are eight of those, it looks like.
There are, yep. And with an 80 cell display, a lot of times when you're reading long Excel spreadsheets and things like that, your hands are going to spend more time on one side of the display than the other. So mm-hmm. we wanted to make sure that there's really limited motion that you need to do in order to navigate through the document or through whatever. So we put two sets of the four thumb keys on this so that you don't have to keep going back and forth.
Okay.
So that's the 80 cell, and that's actually the most recent one. We just started shipping that this year.
Are these USB, or are they Bluetooth as well?
They are Bluetooth, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right now we have this connected USB, and we found that even though the portable technology, the phones and the PDAs and things like that are gaining in popularity with Braille displays, still about 70% of the Braille display market is still using it with the USB connected. So we wanted to make sure that we supported both protocols.
You find it's a little more responsive with USB than Bluetooth, or is it pretty much the same?
Honestly, it's really not that different. With the speed of Bluetooth now, it's not that big of a
deal.
Sure.
What's the battery life like? Can you charge these via USB?
They can be charged via USB. In fact, that's the way I think I got mine last October, mm-hmm. and it's never died.
Right, because you just plug it into your computer.
Exactly. When I'm using it in the computer.
And it's being charged anyway.
I think it's something like 30 hours through Bluetooth or something ridiculous. So you're not going to run out of battery. I'm going to grab the 40 cell from Damien here if I can real quick. The 40 cell is different. So the 80 cell, as I mentioned, does not have any input keys. You'll feel these, and this basically feels like the miniature Apex input keys. We had a lot of really positive feedback from the Apex keys, and so we wanted to make a smaller design, but we wanted to keep a lot of the same positive factors from the Apex keys.
Right. So this one actually has an 8-dot Braille input on
exactly,
the top.
Exactly, yep. So what really sets the Brilliant apart, you can have all the functionality you want in a Braille display, but if your key mappings are terrible mm-hmm. and people can't remember them, you're not going to want to use them to control your computer. You're going to go right back to your comfort zone, which is the PC's keyboard. And
right.
So what we're able to do is actually emulate every single key on this keyboard, including mm-hmm. all of your modifier keys, Alt, Control, whatever. Uh-huh. It's to the point where you literally don't have to touch the keyboard.
So all the function keys and everything,
exactly.
If you wanted to hit like Shift, Control, F7, or something.
Exactly. And the way that we do that is by combining .7, .8, and then .3, 2, 1, 4, 5, 6, all represent different modifier keys. And we have a table that comes with every single one of these when you get it that that defines what those keys are. But the way you do it is you press, I believe it's .7, .8, and then you can press, so for instance, let's say I want to press Control Shift. Well, you can press 7, 8, and then dots 2 and 3. It sounds really confusing, but when you actually see it in this table.
And you just do it really fast.
You just do it, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very easy. You can Alt F4 and, things like that to close applications and whatever. But this also has the signature thumb keys. And you notice it does have two space bars. So if somebody prefers to, you hit it with their left thumb or right thumb, it doesn't make a difference. But we really happy with the support from screen reader manufacturers. We've got support with JAWS. We've signed on with them. GW Micro. We've just received feedback that we're compatible with Saratech. Mm-hmm. I just connected it with a beta of NVDA.
So there's a Brilliant driver headed towards NVDA?
Yep,
or there
it's
is?
Already in there. Yep.
Right,
yep.
Okay.
Right now, I think the support that they have is to the point where it's a Braille terminal. We don't have the keyboard inputs yet.
Right.
But I've heard that's coming.
Mobile phones?
Right now, we are supported. I think we're getting support with Dolphin. And then from a mobile perspective, we have submitted a driver to iOS, and so we're waiting on them to include that into their next version of iOS, whenever that is. So,
okay. So there's a 40. There's also a 32.
Exactly. Yep. And that's the one. Let me see if I can grab one for you, JJ.
What are you looking for? 32. Damien's got it.
We can commandeer it from...
Sorry, yep, we're swiping.
JJ, I just want to get your feedback on this. This is the one that I think is the most... If you hold that in your hands, you feel... That's 32 cells of display.
I don't know, with one hand, it's not hard at all to hold.
It's not. Yeah. It's 32 cells, but it feels so much smaller than that.
Well, that was part of my question. Why a 32 and a 40?
Mainly because... Well, the success that we've had with the Apex has been with the 32 cell display.
Uh-huh.
And it's been the most popular Braille display size. So we have an 18 or a 32 cell display, and the 32 is by far our best-selling
right.
product. People like it. But we wanted to make it a display that could be used both with a mobile device and with a PC and still supply you enough Braille that
sure.
you really gain the functionality that you want and the productivity you want. So we tried to basically put 32 cells of display into a package that feels much smaller than this. And
uh-huh.
as you felt it, it's not a heavy display. I think this is less than a pound.
Right.
I think that when the iOS capability comes out and you have the voiceover, the Braille support, this is gonna. I feel that this is gonna be the display of choice for some people,
mm-hmm.
mainly because of the size and because you do have, if you want to connect it up with iBooks and whatever else, you do still have 32 cells of display that you're not actually.
But some people want a few more cells. Is that the thought? So you do the 40. And it probably wasn't that much of a leap to do one or the over the other.
For the price difference, you're really not talking very much
right.
price difference for eight more cells. The biggest difference is that on PCs, the standard line length for Braille is 40 cells.
Sure.
And so that's pretty much why we did the 40.
It's and the if most, you already have the technology in place,
exactly.
why
yep.
not
yep.
do it and offer that?
So it's a, you know, it's a really, we're really proud of the design. Mm-hmm. And from a connectivity perspective, the installation is very simple. We have a little application that has three buttons on it that says, do you want to install the USB driver? Do you want to install the JAWS driver? And that's it. You know, two buttons, you're done. We work.
The other screen readers, it just finds it, or they have their own ways.
Correct, yep. They all have their own
yep.
methods. With JAWS, we do have a special driver we put in there.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, it's been pretty popular so far.
And the pricing for those?
The Braillant 32 is... I'm going to go to my sales guy here. Kevin, $24.95 for the 32?
$25.95
for the 32. And the...
$29.95 for the Braillant 40.
And the 80?
$7,985
for the 80.
Okay.
All right. And the last thing I'm going to show you is the Victor Reader Stratus. And this is what I have aptly named the Papa Stream, because if you feel it, it's
yes.
got all.
This is much heavier.
It is a.
Can
big,
I drop it?
Yeah, you no, no.
No, it's not going to let me do it.
It probably would survive, but I don't want that to be on Blind Bargains. You'll notice that it has a lot of the same functionality as the Stream. What we got from market research is that people love the Stream. It's been our best-selling product since
right.
2007. And the simplicity of the interface, people love the size of it and the different formats that it can read. But one thing that the feedback that we've heard is that we want a louder speaker,
mm-hmm.
we want better TTS, and we want something that is easy for all markets to distinguish the buttons. And the first thing you
right.
can feel is that these buttons are very, very well defined.
Yes.
It's a perfect size.
They're big rubber buttons. There's various shapes.
Yeah.
You're seeing that a lot of these desktop players.
Exactly.
Yep.
And from this, the Victor Reader line has been around for over 15 years, I believe. And we've always had... It's the user interface that really sets it apart. But in this case, what we've done is we're working with the libraries around the world. And, you know, here in the U.S., we're used to the National Library Service and our content providers that
right.
are available.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
And when you look around the world, there's libraries that have many different methods of distributing books. So we're so used to the capability... My music kicked in. Around the world, from CDs to, you know, here in the U.S., we jump on and we can download our books and whatever, but there's something that is starting to catch on really in test pilots around the world in different libraries, and that's the online delivery of books.
Yes.
And one thing that we're very excited about is that the Stratus down the road, we're working towards making the compatibility for these online libraries. And so think of it as... almost like a Netflix kind of thing for books. Basically, somebody could go on and they could say, this is the profile that let's say I like, mysteries or whatever.
Right.
And rather than having a tape or a CD sent to you, your player, which is wirelessly active, can just get these books pushed to you down the road. And so the Stratus, down when this capability, and we are working with these libraries, when this capability is available, we do actually have a little wireless module that we can put in here.
It's not in there currently?
It's not in there currently because the functionality isn't there yet.
Sure. So. But, is this something that BARD is interested in implementing in the U.S.?
We've been in conversations with them. I haven't been part of that, so I can't update on the status of where that is and things like that. The biggest difference is that it's more of a push kind of thing. It's not you're going to go on with the you're not going to jump on a browser and your Victor here.
What about the Bookshare API?
The Bookshare API we currently have built into our Humanware Companion software, and so you're able to jump on that way.
Okay.
As for what our opportunities are in the future, we're constantly working with Bookshare, but I can't speak to what we're going to do.
So, what differentiates the Stratus from the other desktop models, or why would you buy a desktop player over the free player that you can get?
One, there's a CD in the front, CD drive. Okay. So, like I said, around the country, this is a very global product. So around the country, you get, for instance, the CNIB, Canada, they provide CDs. Learning Ally, I think, still provides CDs.
Yep.
Cooling system. On the side, you also have an SD slot and a USB host port. So you can still download your books from BARD and pop them in that way. What we're seeing is a lot of people who have streams are buying Stratus because they love the louder speaker, the better TTS. I'll pop in the we're using acapella TTS with this.
Okay.
And so
books up to this other audio. 1 book. CD talking books. 7 books. SD 3
Call of the Wild.
So here
It's a really bassy loudspeaker.
Yeah, it's got a lot of power to it. And
about through the great camp, looking for them, and again he returned. Were they in a tent? No.
So somebody jacked up the pitch, but we're all right. So the speaker quality is, people can have this on the counter when they're cooking. They can put it on their nightstand when they're reading. There is a sleep timer, things like that. So it's people are really excited about it. It's really kind of taken and kind of jumped off really quickly here in the U.S.
There's not an NLS cartridge slot?
There is not, nope. But what you do have that capability to put them on the SD card if you wanted to, but no.
Is that because it's an international product?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, this is this is sold internationally.
Well, what is the price for this?
Back to Kevin. Kevin?
Yeah, sure.
Price for this?
Oh, the Stratus is $455. That does not include the rhinoceros tap.
Oh, that's really unfortunate.
That
could be a promotion waiting to happen.
That's right.
Sure.
So that is the Stratus. Sure. There is a removable battery in the back.
Okay.
10 hours of battery life.
So speaking of the Victor products, there's been... saw these surveys of what do you think of the Victor stream? What improvements would you like to see? And the stream's been out for a few years now. Is there another stream coming? I mean, it's been 4 or 5 years now.
It'll be 5 years this year. The 5-year stream birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a big party. We're always looking for future things, JJ. I can't say what we're what we're doing, but it's a product that has been tremendously popular. We're still selling. I can't give numbers, but it's tens of thousands of streams, and you can go. I do a lot of the summer conferences, and we do a user group just called I Love My Stream because that's the number one thing that we hear from people, and so it's a product that we've learned a lot from, and we've found what is really successful, and those surveys are strictly to really build our knowledge even further and take the positive things from the streams and do what we can with them. So,
There was a minor update or an update release for the M-Power.
Yeah, we were very, very excited to be able to do this. The M-Power, as you know, is it's going to be 8 years old this year.
Well, wasn't there a promise when the Apex came out that you were going to do 2 more M-Power updates for the people who had SMAs?
I have never seen anything in writing about that, and so I can't speak to that. I didn't speak to saying how many there were.
Okay.
I can't say that. That's for our sales managers to determine. But
So there is an update, though. It came out.
Yeah, and this update, we're looking at a product that is going to be 8 years old, and I got a call from one of our developers a while ago and said, you know what, I think I can bring this PDF capability to the MPower. And I said, you gotta be kidding me, really, because there's a lot of resources that are involved in doing these kind of things. And
right.
He was able to pull this off, and I was very pleased to see how it responds on the MPower. One of the largest things that we've heard for the number of years that the MPower has been out is that we want to be able to read PDFs.
And, right.
To be able to bring an Adobe-style reader to the mobile platform was very difficult on that. And so what we did is we put in a way to convert these PDFs, the accessible PDFs that are out there, to text. And
okay.
We first did that on the MPower and had a lot of success. Or I'm sorry, on the
Apex.
And had a lot of success with that. The speed that it's able to convert these PDFs is incredible, and to be able to bring that functionality to the MPower, we were pretty proud to be able
to
do
that. So is it a similar implementation then?
It's virtually the same implementation. It doesn't run quite as fast, but even with the 8-year-old technology, I'm pretty impressed at how fast they were able to actually get the PDFs to convert.
Mm-hmm.
On the Apex, I was able to convert a manual that was over 100 pages in about 3 seconds. So
does this become a paid update? Or
it was a paid update, yes. Okay. It was an SMA. There was a lot of resources that were involved trying to be able to bring this over. And I'm going to be straight with you. We received a lot of, originally, a lot of negative feedback on it. And I just wanted to kind of clear the air and kind of put it in perspective that this is a product that, you know, is approaching 8 years old, and the technology, the hardware is very, very limited on what we can do. So,
well, and that's the question. Are you, you know, did you stop developing for the MPower because you ran out of space, or because you're trying to push the current product?
You know, it's a matter of trying to give the functionality that is going to best serve the users in the BrailleNote users in general. And so we're always trying to be able to port or to bring functionality that is on the Apex over to the MPower, just as you saw with the PDF converter.
Uh-huh.
And if we can do it, you know, you'll believe that we're going to try to serve our market as much as we can. These MPower users have been using their products for 6, 7, 8 years. And so if we can bring functionality that's going to improve their productivity, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as I said before, the limitations are becoming more and more on what we can do.
Based on an older version of Keysoft, especially.
Well, and it's more the limited memory that's built into the product, and mm-hmm. You look at that. So that's sort of an explanation on that. But if as time progresses, if we can find another gem that we can bring into the MPower platform, we'll do our best to do it.
Right. So as far as the Apex, there hasn't been an update for a little bit. Any insight on what's coming? Office 2007 support?
We've got a number I can't tell you the number of feature requests that I get on a daily basis, but mm-hmm. DOCX support is the number one thing that I can tell you I hear, and so that, we've always been a company that goes towards what our market needs, and so mm-hmm. There's been a number of things that we're looking at to implement, but the Keysoft team is working hard as always.
And how do you keep a product like the Apex relevant when you're basing it on Keysoft, when you have other newer products coming out based on Android or more different types of operating systems? Does that matter to the end user? Or?
I find it. I've heard so many rumors or people coming up to me. Oh well, the note taker technology is dead. And then I look and there's 3 new note takers being released this year. So
why is that?
The biggest thing that I can say is that Keysoft has been so successful for so long, and the reason it is because of the user interface that people can use.
Mm-hmm.
We've been the number one note taker style product in education for so many years, and it's because people of all ages can use this product.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a computer geek to be able to use the product, but if you are, you can still get what you need out of it. And so the Apex, what we've done with the Apex is we realize that there are certain things that a proprietary product can't do. So that's why we put in the capability to use this device as a complete Braille display with PCs, Macs, iOS devices, so that if you do need that extra functionality, and the HumanWare has always been a Braille-centric company from day one, and so I come to these shows and I'll hear some people come up and say, well, $500 and I can get an iPad and I don't need anything else. Well, where's the Braille? Where's the literacy involved in that? And so that's the biggest thing that we wanted to do is
For $500, some would say even $500 for that iPad, plus your brilliant 32 for $2,600.
Exactly. And that's
still half the cost of an Apex.
And that's one of the things, because, you know, from the price point perspective, you know, not everybody has that kind of capability to do that. But the brilliant display, when you disconnect it from an iPad, mm-hmm. gives you no functionality whatsoever.
Right. Okay?
And the only way you can connect up an iPad with a Braille display is through Bluetooth.
Yep.
And Bluetooth is not a seamless technology. There's times I know that I use a Bluetooth headset that always comes unpaired from my phone all the time. So, mm-hmm. you know, I put it in perspective this way, that the Braille Note has been the key to so many people's success through their education. Because they can flip the product on, they can easily take notes, they can find their documents, they can print them out in a hard copy for their teachers, and they can get that all done at the same time that their sighted peers are doing it. So I look at, let's say that you're using a Braille display and your Braille display comes disconnected from your iPad. Okay, well now the teacher's lecturing and you're fighting with your Bluetooth connection to try to get it repaired,
right.
trying to get the Bluetooth pin entered, everything else. So it's all time that you're losing. Now, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, because I use my Braille display with my iPhone all the time for texting and for emails, but from an educational standpoint, would I want to be doing that in a classroom? And I don't know if I would.
Right.
It all depends on what comes out here in the future. But the Braille Note products has been so popular for so long. We wanted to bring the Brilliant line of products because we wanted, you know, HumanWare has been the company that is Braille based. So we would,
right.
you know, if somebody elects to use a Braille display, well, we want them to be using our display. So there you
right.
go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If people want to get more information about your products, how can they do that?
Definitely visit humanware.com. We've just redesigned our website, made it much, much easier to navigate. You can also go to humanware.com/support, and that'll be the support section for all of our products as well.
So. Okay. And a phone number?
800-722-3393. And if you do have any product suggestions, feature requests, things like that, shoot an email on to support@humanware.com, and I always see those kind of requests come in daily. So.
Great. Thanks so much,
hey,
Greg.
JJ, thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.